Hi, everybody. My name is Rita Crompton, also known as the Inventor Lady, and we have some special guests with us today. All right. This is Kat. All right. The grown-up. She is taking over as administrator for Inventors Roundtable and will be hosting. And as many inventors are, mothers, fathers, you can also have your hands full sometimes. So as much as we tried to do this without our third partner in the endeavor, that just didn't happen. But we had a couple of important things to share with you. And one of the things that Kat had asked me to talk about was, how did the Inventors Roundtable ever get started? So Kat, go ahead. Ask me your questions.
Okay. Because my train of thought is 100% on this right now.
Well, there you go.
So we do a lot of work with the Inventors Roundtable hosting virtual meetings. And I think something that is important for people to know is that this is not something that just started yesterday. This is a meeting, a group that has been around for quite a while now. When we have different service providers that we work with, they've all been thoroughly vetted. They're people we've used before, whether it be patent attorneys, engineers. And I think that's important for people to know because, you know, when you're just getting started in this, you don't know who to trust. You don't know who's going to give good advice. Everybody has advice, but whether or not it's advice that's useful is a different thing. So I wanted to give people the opportunity to hear about how you got this group started, what led to it being started, and why they should trust you, trust us, trust people that come to these meetings to give advice.
Well, good questions and really important answers. All right. We started the Inventors Roundtable just a little over 15 years ago. And it came out of myself and some older gentlemen. We're going to another meeting and, you know, we spent hours in the car together and they would say, well, in the old days, we did it like this. And in the old days, we did it like this. And finally, it was like, you know, and they were all retired rocket scientists. I said, gentlemen, this is not rocket science. Let's just start a new group. And they looked at me like, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe we didn't think of that. So we promised that it would never be a fee-based organization and that it would always be a roundtable atmosphere. So inventors could come, you can find a speaker anywhere, but you can't find a place where you can always have good, honest conversation and be able to get your questions answered. So the whole idea was that people would be able to come, sit around a table, ask their questions. Surprising, a lot of times the best information that was offered was the inventor sitting next to you. And so, like Kat said, the service providers were always vetted. We knew these guys, these patent attorneys and engineers and marketing people for years, and they would tell us how not to hire an attorney, how to be careful of the engineers, the different phases of engineering that you would go through. So your first version, duct tape and cardboard, just to get the idea out of your head, was just as important as the final one that you were paying somebody thousands of dollars to do. But it also really helps you to be able to mind your dollars. I mean, one of the taglines we had is don't spend a dime till it's time. And the whole idea was don't go out the door looking to spend the few dollars that you have. It's like hoard it. You need to hang on to those dollars because the most expensive part is not the patent. It's actually going to be the marketing. And for a lot of inventors, by the time you get there, it's too late. So when we started the Inventors Roundtable, it was really as that discussion phase that people could come and talk to us. They could talk to each other. And so then we started the one in Denver and we started one in Utah. And just really being able to give people the chance to come and visit and talk in a safe, secure environment. So we tell people up front, what can you say? You can tell me a lot about what you're doing without ever revealing anything that is critical to your intellectual property. So we can say, well, what industry are you in? Well, just because you tell me that you've got a new gadget for a bike doesn't mean that I know what you're doing or a new type of hammer. But now I know something about the industry you have to work with. For example, if you've got something in the pet industry, there are really four major companies that own all the pet space, the shelf space in the pet products in those major big box stores. All right. Well, it's nice to know before you go out the door that if you can't get in touch with one of those major suppliers to the pet departments at the big box stores, you've got to have another outlet. One of the early products that we did was called Tag-A-Beaner, the pet tag holder. And, you know, when they found out about that, they were already intellectual property filed, thousands of dollars spent on prototypes, and now they find out they can't get into those big box stores. What did they do? We looked at other options, and guess what? People lose their pet tags at those doggy parks. They had a huge drawer full of the doggy at the doggy daycare centers that say, oh, I lost my tags. Well, here, pick one out. And it would be a huge drawer full of dog tags. They started selling the pet tag holder at the doggy daycares. And they sold a ton of them. Well, that got them then visible on Amazon where they were selling. And that is where most of their business went, was to Amazon because of the national doggy daycare centers that started selling them like crazy.
It's a cool story.
You need to learn things like that, and you learn them at the meetings. All right. So join us. Join us at the Inventors Roundtable. You can find us inventorsroundtable.org. Kat has got an email, kat@inventorsroundtable.org. So reach out, ask your questions, find out about the meetings, find out what you need to do. And we both answer questions, no charge. So easy to find us.
Yeah, we've got a couple meetings each month. All the information for those meetings will be on the website. And then following the meetings, we will actually be posting some of the questions that get asked and things like that to our Facebook group page, which will be Inventors Roundtable on Facebook. Just so there's lots of different ways that you can find us. And like Rita said, no charge. We want to be able to aid you in making the best decisions early on so that you have a better chance of getting to market.
So thank you for joining us. Thank you, Kat. Take care.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.